Have you ever never checked the weather and then invited a chick over and then you woke up and you were snowed in with shorty and now you have to spend the whole day with her?
And she was stuck there.
And she checked the weather but didn't tell you?
Or she showed up and thought that you checked the weather too and that it was going to be something else. Damn. She got mad excited. She got mad excited and pulled up like, damn, he knows it's going to be a blizzard and he still want me around. Like,
didn't know we were stuck in the gray.
Didn't know we were about to be stuck in the gray. For real, for real.
Because women do look for any little thing that a man does to say that he loves me.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, yeah, every time.
Like, oh, we're stuck in the blizzard together. No, we couldn't find the Uber. They wouldn't travel right now. Oh, I met his mom. What else do y'all do? No, a bunch of dumb shit. Anyway.
Spent holidays together. He really cares. Nah, he really knew you was going to buy that good gift, though.
Damn.
Yeah.
Have you ever regretted buying a gift for a gentleman?
I've been stopped buying good gifts.
No. No.
Yo, anytime I was
I've taken a lot of the back. So
I was coming through with $10,000 worth of shit, and I was getting the little handmade gift baskets from the middle of the mall.
Damn.
It wasn't adding up.
Now, it's hard buying gifts because then you got to keep up in the ante every year, like if you're in a long-term relationship.
That's a good point.
Or you set it really high year one, that's so they brag saying to their friends and family, and then you lower the bar with the coming years.
Then they think something's up.
Lower the bar.
You can never lower the bar. That's never a thing. That should never be the go-to thing.
Lower the bar.
I'm the
never
king
the
of lowering the bar.
I'm the king of lowering the bar.
What the fuck is Bridget Kelly talking about?
The winner of Limbo.
Wait, Bridget, you're not flying out. You're not flying home Thursday and it's a snowstorm. What are you talking about?
I'm listening to Benson Martin's up the album where people won't come hear the album.
This entire experience has been a listening event.
This entire experience.
Everything about this experience.
No, I have to go back. I'm filming Steve Harvey, so I have to.
No, I understand that. That's dope. But if there's a snowstorm and the planes are not operating.
Well, then I won't leave.
Hey, you guys didn't care about the last rhino dying.
Are we still? Can we discuss concern?
No, Bridget. Listen, I'm an animal lover.
Oh.
I'm an animal lover.
I got that earlier because he tried to peg me as an animal hater.
I'm an animal lover as well.
I'm an animal lover too, but I've never loved a rhino.
Never met a rhino.
No, my fascination with that was I'm always fascinated when entire species just no longer exist.
How many times has that happened in our lifetime? I don't know. I can't remember.
The dinosaurs caught the worst, I think.
Okay. Well, that's just,
yeah, they
if we're
going to
compare.
They
no
probably
caught it worse.
I mean, polar bears are pretty close.
Oh, wait, real quick before I get into my shit.
Tigers
parks
are also pretty close.
Do you want to tell us what Jordan Clarkson said about dinosaurs?
Oh, he did. He had a nice little blurb. He said that back in the dinosaur era, there was huge humans that kept the dinosaurs as pets.
Did he really say that?
He said this.
Yeah. Did
he
B.O.B. say this?
Was
he serious?
I think it was on the same podcast, though. So they must bring basketball
They were drinking the same thing.
He's just trying to out Kyrie. That's all.
Yeah, that just sounds crazy.
Wait.
He doesn't believe So
you don't think that
these
you don't think
big
that's
human
true?
Bones, pause.
I don't know. Deeper down.
Deeper
what?
Down, huh?
Yeah, probably deeper down.
Mariah Carey would definitely own a dinosaur if he could.
Yeah. You wouldn't?
How do we get to Mariah, though?
She might own one.
Because she's
now
the only person who, her and French. French would definitely be
French
on Instagram
sure
with
a
stegosaurus.
French would absolutely own a dinosaur if he could.
I actually saw a clip of Chris Brown with a monkey on top of his head, and he kept going, hey, stop monkeying around. And I thought it was kind of funny.
Because you would do some dumb shit. Like
never mind, French as a monkey.
Yeah, we got sleepers.
Julius Caesar. Yeah.
Do we have afterthoughts?
All right, so y'all don't. I was trying to say y'all didn't care about the rhino, but do y'all care about all of the dogs that are dying on United Airlines flights?
Absolutely.
I care
but
about that.
I wonder how, as the dog owner,
right?
Why you were like, go ahead and put it up there?
In,
no way.
Above carry on.
Yeah, not
space.
Happening. Not happening. And we're
wait,
fighting.
That's where
that was
dying?
That was sad though because.
No, she had two children with her on that flight. She was distracted.
Yeah, no,
chances are she knocked out.
Like,
either that or she's dumb.
Reading that, I understood what she, because she was saying how she was so against it.
Right.
But I can tell she felt like she was holding up the flight.
So I play it out from there, and if I'm forced to put my dog in that above space, wouldn't you be getting up every second to check on the dog?
Every second.
But somebody also said the dog was barking. So the dog is barking and nobody got up to...
but it was a Frenchie, I thought. Frenchies don't really bark that much.
Yeah, but they also have like compressed noses and faces. They can't breathe. Like I'm just thinking to myself, you have a dog like that that's expensive, obviously.
But we're only talking about one dog. Yep. There were multiple dogs that die on United flights. I think it was like three or four.
This is their policy: is throw the dog in the overhead.
Was it from that same type of incident, or was it in the car? No.
So what, are they suffocating? What's happening up there?
Well, yeah, the dog in the overhead definitely.
Well, I've been dying to find out what goes on underneath the fucking airplane. Soul Plane didn't show us.
I didn't realize.
Neither did Snakes on a Plane.
I was going to say it showed us.
Neither did. What's that other movie that tricked me into watching it? Oh man. What was that? It wasn't the Taken movie. It was when Liam went on the plane.
I don't think I saw that.
Was that when he lost his daughter, but didn't know there was a daughter?
That was like Taken. It was like another.
Man, how did we fall for that bullshit?
He was a flight marshal.
Yeah, man. Liam did 5 Takens and then did an airplane Taken. Yeah.
Taken off.
Yeah, and I watched that bullshit. But whatever.
That was funny, bro.
I'm not putting my dog in no overhead, though. We fighting.
I'm not putting Brooklyn in any of this. I judge people that
Brooklyn
are
Brooklyn is not fitting in an overhead.
We're
going to
put you in the overhead. in the overhead.
But why is somebody... Where are you going that your dog has to come?
That's true, too.
Like, white people just do other shit.
That's true.
Why are y'all buying a ticket for your
dog?
Dog
can stay.
The other thing is you're doing too much. You got 2 kids. That means you have way too many bags. That means you probably have a stroller. That means you have a lot of other shit going on. And the dog? Like, come on.
Yeah, the dog gotta stay.
The dog gotta stay. Like, something gotta give. Either that or one of the kids gotta stay. And you know what? The way people love their dogs, somebody gonna leave a kid at home one of these days sure. to take
or
the dog.
Or put the kid in the overhead.
Or put the kid in the overhead.
Awkward left turn. Where do you guys fall, only because of the snowstorm? We were talking about this earlier. Where do you fall on car sex?
No.
Super overrated. Waste of time.
I'm too tall.
Completely uncomfortable. Yeah.
Overrated. You did that when you had no place
overrated.
To fuck. When
I'm
you were
5'8".
Wait,
that's
so you
not
say
a
overrated.
Thing.
You say overrated. Yeah. Bridget says overrated. Rory says overrated.
I'll take car head.
Erickson.
I'm 6'5". I can't do a car sex.
See, and this is one of the many issues with dating a younger woman.
All right, they want to do all that shit.
I'm looking at Sin like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, we was watching Gomorrah, I think. We was watching, and Gomorrah is like dark, gritty crime mob. They shoot niggas in the head. And the one nigga, I think, starts fucking in the car. And I think she threw out one of them little girlfriend hints like, oh, that looks fun. And I said, does it?
And you have a 2-seater?
And I said,
word.
You would do that? And she said, yeah. I gotta ask where people fall on car sex because maybe it's just me. I know how I feel about shower sex.
Nope.
Not happening.
Dangerous.
Nope.
I almost lost my fucking entire life during shower sex.
If you have a big enough shower.
Yeah, if it's one of the big fly wooden joints.
You gotta have one of those chairs in your shower.
You gotta have a chair.
Like the marble seat area where the soap should be, but it's big enough for humans.
Because the lathering of the soap and the suds on the ground, it's a lot. It's dangerous.
You can't be soap involved anyway. There should be no soap involved in this shower sex.
Because shower sex involves you picking her up.
Yeah, you have to.
If it's great shower sex.
Right.
Oh, man. I don't know how that bar of Dove ended up under my foot.
Is that what happened in that hotel bathroom? When you got everyone kicked out?
No. There was no bath. There was no shower in that bathroom. That was one of those handicap
bathrooms.
So
he was in the hallway bathroom. Like the lobby. Not the bathroom in the room.
Watch y'all leave that detail out.
He was in the lobby bathroom.
Yes. I left the bathroom in my room to go to the lobby bathroom. But that's not what we was talking about. Yeah, the seat in the bathroom. Yeah, how the fuck that bar Dove almost ended my life. But anyway, car sex. To young people, that's really exciting and fun.
Because you have to.
To me, it sounds like
it's
a tale
of passage,
of Charlie
like.
Horses and regret.
I mean, you have sex in a car when you're young because you don't have anywhere else to have sex.
It's that
you can't
fuck outside somewhere.
Right.
So when you have car sex as an adult, it's like some adrenaline type of thing.
Have sex on like the hood of the car.
That'd be kind of cool.
That's fly.
Might hurt your knees somewhere in there.
Yo, I get up out of bed and hear things cracking. I got a bump right here on my wrist that's only on one wrist that I can't figure out exactly what it is. And y'all, what is this little thing? You got this?
You got comparing this? Wrists. You, you got
no. You got carpal tunnel? What is that? Why are you showing me your
I
wrist?
Don't know, but it's not on this wrist. And it ain't and it ain't move. No, I'm scared to death. Because what is it?
Slowly.
Oh, no, fuck you.
It might just be a little cyst or something.
Yeah, a little abscess. Some
arthritis. Some
cartilage.
Maybe.
Ain't nothing crazy.
Wait, how old are you, Maul?
I'm 36.
So you're at the age where you got to get other health shit checked out about yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to get a prostate?
This year for sure.
More than go.
Definitely this year.
You're not thinking about that yet, Parker.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm 34, so.
Rory's not thinking about this.
No, I already have because I have a history in the family. I've had it happen already.
You've had a prostate mm-hmm. a check already?
I have.
Oh, tell me about it then because I'm scared to death.
I was literally shaking. When I had to bend over.
And no,
no, no, no, no, no.
All right. Well.
No, so is that the most terrifying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the most terrifying part.
I'll tell you where it got weird. Because then he was like, "Nah, you gotta get there." I said, "Why do I
bending over?" Wasn't
the bending over wasn't weird though? But the bending over wasn't weird.
So then I guess I found out later. There's like a law or something where someone else has to be present in the room for a procedure like this. So he then after. I'm already assumed the position. He
Wait,
walks
from
out.
From the doctor's side or from the family side?
Doctor's side.
From the family side.
That's an important detail.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
That's an important detail.
I'm serious.
So I didn't know that fact. So now I'm sitting here with my cheeks out and I turn around and no one's there. So then he comes back with a nurse and I'm like, what type of shit is he into? Why does someone else have to come in here to watch this? He said, oh, well, someone legally has
procedure,
to be here.
I guess to make sure that
as
this.
So now
intimate.
It's him putting gloves on and then just some nurse staring at me while I'm on my side with my ass tooted.
I know when you heard that fucking glove snap, it was just...
it's
that was a
it's
dark moment.
But how long is that... how long is that...
procedure, that whole process. Yeah.
Well, it feels like eternity in the beginning because someone is about to enter something into your ass.
Why is Rory so visual today? Like,
you asked him to
I know what it is.
There's no way not to be visual.
That's true.
With that.
When you say prostate state, you just know something's going in there. Yeah. You don't have mm-hmm. to keep saying it.
Yeah. Hey, man. Just giving you the real.
I think I got to do it.
Yeah, nah, but sure. I've talked to like older guys, my friend, and they say it's really not.
Not
it's
as bad
no, it's not that
as
bad.
You make it out to be. No,
it's not that bad.
Like, they say you should get like colonics to kind of like, you know.
Clean things up.
Yeah.
Prep your body for that.
Yeah. Kind of prep your body for that.
Well, I felt no pain in the world. Well, the worst pain I've ever felt in the world was a catheter.
Wow.
What's that?
That is, sounds like a lot of pain.
It's really awful. It's the tube that goes into your
oh,
urethra.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they didn't warn me that that was going
Listen, man,
in
I,
there. And that was Jersey City Medical Center.
I feel like a
not
tube.
The
Wait,
new one.
Was,
not the new nice
getting
one.
Getting tested for STD?
No, I got oh, okay. stabbed. I got stabbed and they just... That shit was thick and yellow, and they didn't warn you. They just said, stay still, and they didn't put me to sleep either. I think today they put you to sleep if they got to do a catheter or some shit. But Ooh. That Jersey City Medical Center was not doing that, and they shoved that shit in there quick, and I screamed as loud as I possibly could. They didn't give a fuck. They didn't care I was screaming.
No, they don't. And do respect, but I mean, they
but
can.
I think the
they
options, I think the options for the catheter thing are you have to have it either in your pee hole or in your asshole. So there's really no right answer.
The lesser of two evils, I guess.
I don't know how we got to from car sex to a catheter, but
for real.
Well, actually, that's probably a common
pain.
Yeah.
You know what made the car sex wild that I had? It was a Saturn. Don't do that. But don't all laugh.
My bad.
It was a 2-door Saturn. My next experience, it was Escalade. I know you fucked in my Escalade mall. I know you did. Lie to me and say you never had sex in my Escalade.
I don't remember, honestly.
Oh, he definitely did it. Jesus.
Yeah. I don't remember.
That was a,
I don't
did
remember.
Did you sit down
I'm
in the
trying
back?
To think about it, but I really can't remember.
You used to drive the Escalade a lot, so yeah.
Oh, please, not the driver's seat.
Yeah, I probably did.
Yeah, we got sleepers, man.
Yeah, I probably did. I can't remember, honestly.
There's nothing else really we have to cover in Afterthoughts, right?
No. Yeah, I think.
I think we're all good here.
Well, I think that's...
I don't
want
to give you a mic.
All we need
I feel
now.
Like there's something important supposed to be happening. There's no news that broke. There's no nothing.
No.
On a Friday.
I don't know, man. How would we know what was going to break on a Friday? It's not Friday.
What we do is prediction on this podcast. I actually be clairvoyant for a change.
Damn.
All right, fine. Fuck it. That's the end of this Afterthoughts. How long was that? 10 minutes? Well, there, damn it, is your extra 10 minutes of content, you fucking greedy fucks.